Welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where we are healing out loud. My name is Miyoshi Walker, your host. I am a multi-talented entrepreneur, author, event curator, and founder of A Day's Journey podcast. I have made it my mission with compassion and conviction to offer healing balm to those who have endured the weight of trauma and losses. Believing in faith, we all can have limitless lives in Jesus, that in faith we can be healed. So each week, I'll share heartfelt narratives and insights of testaments to the miraculous strength of faith and restoration of hope, with my heart desires to inspire countless listeners to walk the path of healing and embrace the limitless possibilities found in their faith journey. Let's get into today's episode to take a journey on A Day's Journey podcast. Well, let's get into the episode. Welcome back to another week. This week is episode number 25. The topic is unplugged and healing journaling. And so I want to talk this week about journaling and the importance of journaling. So welcome back to another week. And remember to please download, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach more people. And if you have any questions, please send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into the episode. So in this episode, I'm going to speak about becoming unplugged and healing through journaling. And so in this episode, I will share and I'll be very vulnerable, transparent, and intimate. And I'm going to open up with prayer on this week, just so that we can already just invite the Spirit in and just allow Him to lead and guide us. And dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you on today. Thank you for allowing us to just be in your presence, oh God. I thank you for just allowing us to see another day with our health and strength and our right minds, oh God. I ask that you cover us in your blood, oh God. I ask that you lead, guide, and orchestrate our footsteps, oh God. I ask that you continue to allow us to trust in you in all things when things seem weary or we don't know which way to turn, oh God. Allow us to look to you in all things, oh God, for you are the Abba Father, oh God, that we can come to, oh God, when we have no one else to turn to, oh God. Thank you for just stirring in our spirits, oh God, the things that we need to do, oh God. I ask that you place us in the places where you see fit. Allow your will to be done. Allow our purpose to be utilized in this season, oh God. We ask that you continue to open doors, oh God, that seem impossible, oh God. We ask that you give us a healing balm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to cover our homes and everywhere we tread, oh God, in your Son Jesus' name, oh God. We ask that you continue to just be with us, oh God. And I'm going to ask that you allow me to decrease and you increase, oh God. Just utilize me, oh God. Touch my heart, mind, and spirit, oh God. Allow me to speak the word that you have given me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. We do pray. Amen. So let's talk about how journaling is beneficial or can be beneficial in your healing journey. I know that most of my life I have journaled, or let's say back in the day I wrote in my diary and then transitioned to journaling as I got older. And so these are the places where I expressed my thoughts, my feelings, and emotions. I was a very introverted, quiet child and growing up and just learning to just be observant and, you know, just look at the places of where I was. And I wasn't very vocal because, you know, growing up in an era of you were to be seen and not heard or fully able to express my emotions, you know, I just bottled in a lot of emotions and I wrote them in my diary and then journaling as I got older. So let's define the thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So the thought, a thought is an idea or an opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. So it's an idea or an opinion. An emotion is how we feel about something and how our body reacts. So for example, when we experience fear, we might feel our heart beating faster or notice our hand shaking, that's an emotion. And so feelings, the definition of feelings is how we experience our emotions and giving meaning to them. So it's like how we felt about that emotion, that fear. And then we give a meaning to that emotion. Oh, I was fearful. I was afraid. And I was nervous and shaking and my heart was beating fast. So those are feelings, but your emotion is, you know, you have that fear. So over the years, I found journaling to be my safe space. Journaling and writing, I met God there, my emotions there, my feelings there, directives from God there, counsel from God, and all these other things of me speaking to him and he speaking to me. And it just was my healing place of writing in my journal. I have so many journals. I was referencing back to several, and I go, the ones that I was able to put my hands on, it, when I looked, dated all the way back to 2002. And so I was like, wow. And just to read over those things and to see how far and what God has answered and how far God has brought me is just amazing. And I'm just thankful for able to go back to reference it and to see what God has done, not knowing that, you know, I knew things that I prayed for, requested, or, you know, just emotionally the spaces I was in where I know that God has brought me back or out of. I'm just thankful that, you know, I can go and see it and know and remember what God has done in my life. And so therefore, I know that it's my safe space of where I thought wrote my thoughts, emotions, and feelings out at. So have you ever noticed when you're experiencing something or going through a spiritual warfare that distractions come to get you off course and to get us off course? It causes us to become unfocused. Focus on the very thing or things that, you know, God want us to be delivered from, or that things that God gave you instruction to do otherwise, or just take a different approach or direction, but you become distracted. And so when we become distracted, let's talk about some distractions. Social media, the news, television can be distractions. And, you know, our lives can be so inundated, you know, when we're out, you know, we made it a rule in our house many, 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 many years ago that when we're out or eating dinner, we nor our children can have phones while eating dinner or having family time. And so we just always made that a rule and we still adhere to it to this day. And so because those things can come distractions from being in the moment or spending time with one another. And so social media is a distraction, TV, the news or media, your spouse or significant other, your children, etc. And you may ask, how can those things become distractions? Because sometimes when we can, you know, pour so much into those things, our spouses, significant other, and our children's, it can become a distraction of what's important in our self-care. And I'm speaking from experience because it's not saying that you don't show love to them, but it's, you know, how much are you pouring into them? Or is it taken away from God? Is it taken away from what God have instructed you to do? So those are distractions. When it's done in that sense, it can become distraction. So all these things are vices to distract you from your healing, your assignment, your purpose. And so let me ask this. When was the last time you unplugged? You unplugged from social media. You unplugged from conversations. You unplugged from different environments. From when was the last time you unplugged from those things that are distractions and those things that replace or has replaced those things of importance? So let's talk about unplugged and healing and how journaling and spending time with God can make a significant difference and change. I know it was at times that, you know, God have instructed me to do a fast and for me to stay off of social media as much. And let me tell you how beneficial and how, you know, liberating that was. It allowed me to think more clearer and to be in a space of not inundated with things that's going on that's not important of the world. I mean, you know, the things that was going on in the world that's not important, you know, because how, you know, different pages and different, you know, platforms can have just all of these things going on, and then before you know it, you're going down this rabbit hole, and it's distracting you from things that, you know, need to be of importance. So unplugging has its benefits. So unplugging from social media and other things and just focusing on things that are truly important can have some benefits. So unplugging, it can have that improved mental health. Like I stated, when you take a break from social media, it can reduce that stress or that pressure or, you know, anxiety that that constantly comparing yourself to others or leading to that, you know, mental well-being of, you know, not just comparing yourself. Because I hear so many conversations in that sense, especially with over the years and how things have changed, of, you know, the things that I'm seeing that's on social media or the media, and, you know, people are comparing themselves or even, you know, doing things to, you know, try to mimic it, or, you know, when they can't reach that potential, you know, that's when stresses come and, you know, other things take place. And so to take that mental break at times is just healthy. And then unplugging also can increase your productivity. So without those distractions of the social media and other things, or things that you're inundated with, those long schedules that you can, you know, possibly cut down, of knowing that we plan and make our own schedules, whether it's with ourselves or our children or families, we can cut down on that and just make sure that we have that self-care time and that needed time in order to do the things that you need to do. You can become more focused and productive in your daily tasks when you unplug, you know, both at work and in your personal life. The other thing I want to mention about the benefits of being unplugged is enhanced relationships. When you disconnect from the screen time, it allows you to invest more time and energy into building and maintaining those meaningful relationships, in person relationship with friends and family. And that's why I mentioned that years ago, my husband and I put in place that when we're out as a family, that, you know, phones are not allowed at the table. When we're spending family time together, phones are not allowed to be out. You, of course, you know, the pictures and videos are taken, but after that, you know, you have to, you know, intertwine and be a part of, you know, the family outing or the things that we are doing. And so the last thing I want to mention about the benefits of unplugging is having a greater self-awareness, because when you unplug, it provides a opportunity for self-reflection, self-discovery. It can help you gain a better understanding of your values, goals, and priorities, because, you know, you are more aware of things that you probably didn't prioritize, and those things that had those distractions and you didn't realize that there were distractions. So unplugging has its benefits, and I encourage you to pray about, you know, how you need to unplug, or, you know, what is your screen time, or what or how you should handle it. Pray about it, and God will lead and guide you in doing what is beneficial for you. And so overall, you know, unplugging from social media, having those less important distractions, can lead to a more balanced life of not feeling so overwhelmed, or the comparison, or just feeling, you know, the need, oh, I can do that, or I have to do this, or I have to, you know, because society can put limits or limitations or things on people to make it seem like it has to be done a certain way. But however, everyone's time and everyone's structure is definitely different. And so let's talk about the journaling component, how when you unplug and healing, how journaling can be an important component to your healing. So journaling, as I mentioned, I've done this for long as I can remember, but it has many benefits, and it has worked with me, along with prayer and spending time with God and fasting and good counsel. Journaling has been a beneficial outlet for me. So Let's see what that looked like. Are you looking for a safe outlet to write your emotions and thoughts down, whether it's daily, instantly, or ongoing? If so, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is exactly what you need. I invite you to purchase this journal on Amazon with dozens of others that have found this beneficial to their healing. This journal can be a beneficial tool to assist you in your healing journey. Interested in working with Miyoshi? Send requests to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com to inquire information. So I'm going to read several journal prompts that I was led to share from my journaling. And the first one is, it's dated back from, this journal prompt is dated back from November of 2002. And this, the title I placed, it says, God wants to mold us. And so, you know, I'm going to read it as I have it. Trials are hard. God will have to keep going through things. When it's soft, when you are soft, God can mold you. And the adversary is put there for a reason. God pushed you to mold you into what he desired and purposed you for. Working with God, not against him, and keeping a positive attitude. 1 Peter 1:6-7. And we must pass the test, the trials of times. God is trying to make you and mold you. Be sensitive to God. God uses things that are broken. Luke 17:1, 2 Timothy 2:24. If you are not faithful in the wilderness, how are you going to be faithful in the promised land? Don't abort. While waiting, he's working. Hebrews 6:12, Habakkuk 2:3. Abraham and Sarah waited 20 years. Don't waver in faith. Just stick to your dreams. They will come to pass. Giving praise to God, even when you don't see it happening. Stay with praise, joy, faith, and patience. Patience, make yourself calm down. Don't get in a hurry with God. Trust him. He will bring it to pass in his time. Daniel was determined. Have faith. Stand in faith. Stand until you win. In due season, it will come to pass. Keep the faith. You are greatly loved by God. Don't give up on your dreams, on your requests. They don't think they can do it, but he can do it. Anytime you waver, endure to the end, you receive the prize. The enemy fights the hardest when he knows you are about to be blessed. Stand strong. Don't give up. It's just around the corner. You will live the life of victory by having faith in Jesus' name. So that was, as I stated, a journal insert from November 2002. And then I'm going to fast forward to November 8th, 2021. I just noticed that the month was the same. And this particular entry was God-given. During this time and over the years, I've learned to listen to God's voice. And so when I have devotion and I'm writing in my journal, I've learned to listen to him and write what he will have me to write by speaking through me. And so with this journal entry, the title is Focus, Consistency, and Obedience. And it says, my child, focus on me and continue to study and spend time with me. I will guide you. Be consistent with the tasks I instruct you to do. The desires upon your heart is from me. Continue to be obedient in all that you do. I know all and see all in all that is. I am the creator. Your family is blessed. Your children is blessed. Your grandchildren is blessed. The favor is upon your lives is from me. Generational curses will be broken. You are set apart. You will worship me with your hearts. Continue to do the work in me for kingdom building. Your obedience is tied to your blessings. Remain in me. I will give you the desires of your heart. Matthew chapter 13. Also verses 34 through 43. Amen. And so another entry is timing. This one is February the 25th, 2022, it states, "My child, my timing is sufficient. I have all control of all things. My timing is perfect, unmatched. Continue to seek me in all things. You have been refined by the fire. Now you shine as gold. You have been set apart. This is the season of your overflow. You will speak. Your gifts and talents will be utilized. Your timing is perfect. Your heart desires is aligned with mine. Continue to allow me to lead. None of your steps will slide. I will help you and be a part of this journey. You are blessed abundantly. Remain in me. I am with you always." And the title of that is Timing Again. And so with those things, God always spoke to me, and I spoke to God, and I wrote the things that was placed upon my heart, those thoughts and those emotions and those feelings that I was feeling at that time, or when God led and spoke to my heart, and I wrote those things. And so God can meet you where you need to in order to heal and give you instruction and let you know that you are on the right path, and that He can heal you, and that He can lead and guide you. We have to give it to God and let it go. We can rest knowing that He will work it out. This is an intimate time with you and God. Write your feelings and emotions out to express your inner thoughts of what God has laid upon your heart, and the Holy Spirit can lead and guide you to say. So what are you intentionally, actively working through? You have to trust in God and His timing through obedience. And so this is my petition to you. And knowing that journaling is beneficial, it's a form of release, it's a form of letting go, it's a time to spend with God, it's a tool to assist you to express yourself in a safe place, but most importantly, you get to commune with God, and He gets to speak to your heart, and vice versa. And so these moments with me journaling and unplugging and healing, these are the moments that God had me to express myself, my emotions and my feelings. And He was able to speak to me of things that He was going to do. So therefore, in faith, I believed and trusted in Him that He was going to do those things. And He has. And so with that, God can give you vision. He can give you revelation of things that you are experiencing, and things that, you know, where you want to go and how you want to do it and how you should do it, and the things that you need to release, those things that, or persons that you need to forgive. And so He will do those things for you, and, you know, continue to express yourself in a safe place by journaling. And it will be very beneficial in your life, because journaling is and can be a valuable tool to your healing through God for several reasons. As mentioned before, self-reflection, you know, it allows you to identify those things and those thoughts and your emotions and your experiences by helping you gain a deeper insight into your spiritual journey and your healing process. And by you having that self-reflection and you're pondering on those thoughts and emotions and those experiences, you're allowing God to help you to heal from them, to help you understand them, to help you and lead and guide you, whether it's to a counselor or a therapist, or if it is to incorporate as well, coupled with praying and faith, and then those tools to help utilize to allow you to heal in a way by journaling and the counseling or therapy and praying with Him. And so do that self-reflection, and allows you to reflect on your thoughts, most emotions and experiences. And then the other valuable thing by healing through God and journaling is your prayer and gratitude. When I tell you, I spend so much time in prayer and prostrate praying to God, and having that gratitude of gratefulness, and just knowing that this, by journaling, it was a great platform for my prayers to express my gratitude to Him and my gratitude for the things that He have done in my life. It fostered a stronger connection with my faith with Him, and it provided a space for me to seek that guidance and that support through Him and the things that I needed to do, and for instructions to be given. And so with that, I was able to also track my progress, writing down my thoughts and feelings over time, it helped me track progress of my healing or recognizing patterns and in the areas of growth that I need to do, instead of saying, what about them? But blessing me to be able to see my faults and the things that I needed to do. And then it allowed moments of those divine interventions, whether it's from God or just through individuals not knowing me. You know, I remember as many times that I had those type of encounters that God sent to my way. I would pray that day, you know, God, allow me to have a word from you. And whether it was through, you know, a scripture or a sermon or individual that I never met before. And I know that it was God sent, because I didn't know the individual, but the very thing that I prayed for or that was on my mind, you know, they assured me of some things and mentioned some things. So I know that it was directly from God. And so with tracking the progress and you writing down your thoughts and feelings over time, it can help you see those healing processes and recognizing those patterns and giving you that area of where you need to continue to work in. And you can have those divine interventions through the Holy Spirit and through individuals he may send your way. Because I know over time that for me, journaling was definitely, you know, my outlet of expressing myself. And so I just want to know that tracking your progress is beneficial. So when you are journaling, you can release and heal. Journaling can be very therapeutic outlet for some, and for you to release those emotions and fears and burdens to God. And it can provide you a sense of release and give you that emotional healing and that spiritual growth that, you know, God desires us to have. Because when you release those things and you forgive those things and you heal in those areas and you let go of those fears and those burdens that God has wants you to release from, it's giving you a relief and it's contributing to your emotional and spiritual healing and growth. And so when you do those things, you know, you're able to heal in ways that's unimaginable. Because I remember over the years when, you know, I was experiencing my healing processes, and as I mentioned, it was never easy or pretty process, because I had to bring up those things that I wanted to suppress and did not want to remember, but God brought it to my remembrance in order for me to heal from it. And it was work, and it was difficult, and it was hard, and it was taxing. But however, even with the crying and the denial and not wanting to confront it, God knew what I needed in order to become whole, in order to know that in faith that he can do the impossible. And with that, I stand on, you know, journaling, becoming unplugged so you can become healed. And I hope that just today, the few words that I've given, that it has an impact or can encourage you to journal, you know, more, whether it's with the journal or the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal, or just a typical notebook or a standard journal, whatever way that you feel free or comfortable of doing. And so as I'm closing, I want to leave affirmations of healing and wisdom. And so we're going to affirm that we are healed by his wounds, because in Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was pierced by our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. So I am healed by his wounds. The next affirmation, I seek wisdom from the Lord, and he guides my path. And so James 1:5 said, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And I find myself time and time again over the years when I understood that I can ask for wisdom. I can ask for knowledge and understanding, that God will give that to me. So affirm, I will seek wisdom from God and he will guide your path. And the next affirmation, God's wisdom fills my heart, leading me in all my ways. Wouldn't and don't you desire to be led by God in all your ways? And so Proverbs 2 and 6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So he will give us knowledge and understanding, and he gives us the wisdom according to Proverbs 2 and 6. And I want you to affirm that I believe God has the power to make me whole. I am willing to release those things I need to heal from, and I will pray for wisdom in all things. Thank you for joining us. Remember, every step towards healing and wellness is a step towards a richer, more meaningful life. Let's heal out loud. And may you heal on your journey daily of becoming whole and free. If you have questions or would like to share your journey, please reach out to us at our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or our social media channels at adaysjourneypodcast. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care and God bless. Many blessings. Stay well and nurture your soul. I want to hear from you, your thoughts of this episode. Do not forget to leave a review on the Apple Podcast so that we can get the word out to others as well. We're healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings. Have a good rest of the week.